And that, of course, the sound of Asia. That's Steely Dan. All right, so how are we doing here with the audio in this motherfucker today? Is this better? Reason why I say is we've done quite a bit of configuring, quite a bit of stuff to try and get everything uniform. I think it's looking good. Last night we had a problem with our gating and limiting all kinds of shit. Basically, because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with the gating. Figured it out today with the help of our esteemed colleagues, notably the man, the myth, the legend, Alex Cohen. And figured it out. So I think we have a better handle on that today. Just want to check out the thing here. General, how are you?
What do you mean? How am I? I'm not on the phone.
I'm in the studio.
Yeah, it says Harvey Wireman would be the one that you'd want to hear, see? Harvey Wireman.
Yeah, and so here's my voice.
Yeah, there's your voice. So what? Who gives a fuck about your voice? Who gives a fuck?
Okay, anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough being you, pal, I'll tell you that.
I don't know. All right, so there's that, and other little things. We have the music, of course, is a whole other fucking ball of wax. So I'm looking at the replay of USA-Germany. I'm going to have to assume the U.S. won the game 2-0 over Germany. I had no idea. I knew that the women were playing, and I knew that everybody was hopeful for them, but I had no idea that they were about to beat Germany. Is Germany as good, the women's team, is that as good? I don't follow the women. I'm sorry, I don't. And I mean that, you know, in the figurative sense. I mean it as well in the literal sense when it comes to sports. When I say I don't follow the women, I don't even, were I that kind of a guy, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to be cool here, man. I'm trying to keep things cool at home. You dig? Now what's going on here? Okay. So anyways, 2-0, that I'm looking at the replay here on Fox Sports 2, which is, you know, like the thing. I had a thought the other day, and this is just part of my whole, you know, acting process, which is no process at all. But when I was on this TV show 3 years ago, called National Terrorism Strike Force, and I played one of the mole people who lived underground, and our leader was this sort of Svengali-type guy who also lived underground, played by Hal Linden, and the National Terrorism Strike Force has to go down and infiltrate us and blow us up, right? Well, when I did the character, I thought of Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver as he had that kind of way of turning and looking and saying, what do you want, like that? But the thing I did not put into the character, which I should have, which would have really made the character great, was the New York accent. It should have been, what do you want? Hey, let me tell you something. This is a guy that I respect. You see, I didn't do that. So I was just thinking about that today as I was beating off and doing some other stuff. So note to self, next time you do anything for TV, add the actual accent of the guy. I don't know. When I do characters here, I have in mind a specific person. Like Lloyd, very specific guy that lived on my street. General Shaw, very specific guy I used to see on TV. Bobby Dooley, extremely specific woman that I've seen a million times, you know. And so that's what it should be. And I should obviously think in those terms when I'm, you know, in front of a fucking camera. But I don't know. Stuff gets really confusing. Best years of 2015. So 91st minute, 3 minutes of extra time. Let's see if the women here can do what the men couldn't do in the World Cup against whoever the fuck that team was that they butchered and fucked the pooch over. Remember when that team scored the tying goal on them in the last goddamn... Jeb Bush's wealth soared when he left the governor's office. So, a breakthrough at New York Ballet Company. World Cup against Tofu. U.S. brings its A game. Okay, so the U.S. won. This is in Montreal, I say. Was this in the Olympic Dome? Another historically black church in South Carolina burns. What the fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers in the South? What is the problem? Another black church in the South went up in flames Tuesday night, this time historic Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal in Williamsburg, 20 years after it was burned to the ground by the Ku Klux Klan. Can you dig the motherfucking scum that's still walking the fucking streets? They ought to put a bullet in every last one of these motherfuckers, I swear to God. Don't arrest them. Take them out back someplace. Give them the same justice they used to give black people. Take them out back somewhere and tie their fucking ass to a tree and fucking geld them. The Clarendon County Fire Department said shortly before midnight Eastern Time that the fire was under control, but it released a photo showing the church with its roof apparently completely collapsed. Who the fuck says this country's come, you know, since the 60s? I said the one thing that's happened in this country since the 60s is that there's more and more white people who are awake. But the racist, the entrenched racist motherfuckers are nasty, entrenched, violent. I think, frankly, social misfits. I don't think these guys that are doing this shit could hold down a job setting fucking pins. You know, I don't think they could hold down a job making change at the toll booth. I mean, they're worthless fucking people, and this is their way of, you know, getting a little power. Sorry, I don't mean to preach, but this shit pisses me off. And this is what the pre-show is. As I've said, I can't apologize for what we do in the pre-show. This, you know, I let this shit out, man. If I'm going to sit here and, you know, the guy sent me a message on, he said, I'm going to cancel my subscription. I don't like the shit you say. Cancel your motherfucking subscription, sir. I'm sorry, but what do you want me to do? You don't understand what happens here. If you are going to cancel your subscription because you don't like the guy Phil Hendry is, because what we do is with a BSP, you not only get the show and you get the behind the, you know, you get the show and you get the video cast of the show and you get all the audio, but you get this pre-show, and the pre-show is as close as you're going to get to who I really am. And I think it really offends and disappoints a lot of people who I really am, you know? I'm extremely conservative when it comes to the actual physical defense of this country, when it comes to, like, the terrorists. I'm extremely liberal when it comes to the social reality of this country. I'm extremely liberal when it comes to women's rights, race relations, gay rights, and so forth. That really bothers. But I'm extremely conservative when it comes to the war on terror. That's why I get all these motherfucking liberal friends of mine pissed off at me. They don't get it. You know, all of a sudden I'm Mr. fucking Hawk when it comes to that shit. It's just the way I am. And I'm sure as fuck, you know, not going to change. And as far as the pre-show goes, this part of the show, offending people, you know, all I can tell you is then, you know, take your money someplace else. I've never been any different. I'm never going to change. And my attitude has always been the same that way. If you think that you want to influence what I say on a pre-show that isn't even on the air, then, or you think you're going to influence the way I think, or you think that you're going to influence who I am by taking your subscription money out of here, it fucking ain't going to happen. It isn't going to happen, you know? And I'm sorry that that's the case, but I really think that anybody who, you know, is going to fucking cancel their business with me because they don't like the attitudes I express on this pre-show, which are not publicly broadcast. This is a closed circuit, if you will, subscription-only stream, video stream, and subscription-only audio stream that goes only to people that are paying for the website. So it's not like I'm, you know, got a bullhorn out on the side of a fucking street someplace, but I'm saying what I'm saying. And, you know, you can opt not to listen to it or watch it. But you may miss something you like. You may miss something that you like. Especially when it comes to the crimes that are committed in this country, I'm about as fucking far right as you can get, man. I'm a death penalty advocate, man. That motherfucking Richard Matt, you know, that guy that they shot and killed, the state trooper killed, or whoever killed him, I forget who. That was a guy who lived, I don't know how many years, too long. Here's a motherfucker that escaped from prison, murdered a guy in Mexico, killed another guy here in the United States and after torturing him, and then he finally gets into jail. And what do? They put him into a fucking honor block. You can't be... There isn't a level of dumb more extreme than that. That's as fucking stupid as it gets. And it is... It was a prison system. Now, right now, I'm pissing off liberals. See? So... It's impossible in this fucking world, especially if you're going to have any success, and I've said this to you before, and I'll say it to you again, if you want to be successful in this world, and I know that you do, you're going to piss a lot of people off. People will hate you. The first hallmark of success is people hate your guts. Believe me when I fucking tell you, don't tell me you know successful people that everybody loves. Bullshit. Be prepared to have your guts hated by people. If you really want success, if you really want to, and I'm not talking about public success. I'm not talking about being well known. I mean, in whatever field you're in, whether it is a highly private and very sort of provincial or you know territorial or whatever you want to call it kind of field, you know, or a very limited, you know, or elite. You're going to be despised by some people. And or if you're certainly doing this, what I do for a living, you're going to be, God knows how many people hate my living guts. You know, well, I know. I there isn't a month that goes by. There isn't a week that goes by. I don't get a threat of some kind. Usually a death threat. You said, do you go to the police? What the fuck are the cops going to fucking do, huh? Do I go to the police? There's a hot one. That's funny. That's a funny one. That's fun. Never has the police been more impotent when it comes to the flurry of fucking threats that you can get online these days or via email or via, you know, whatever, via messaging. Never have the police been more limp dick when it comes. No offense, guys, but you guys don't do shit and you know it. And I'll tell you something else. With the greatest of respect to our law enforcement, I can go down to any sheriff substation, any police department, anywhere. And I don't give a fuck who I am. And I can walk in there and I can say, hi, I'm Phil Hendry, whatever. And I've had these threats. They'll sit there, yes, sir. They'll take down the information. They can't do shit. They have priorities. They have other cases. They got other caseloads. They have this, they have that, they have something else. But when they will find out who was threatening me or you or anybody is after we fucking wind up dead, then they'll get real serious about it. Then they'll get super fucking serious about it, especially if it comes out that a month before Phil Hendry or Joe Blow or whoever walked into the police station said I was getting these threats, they didn't do a goddamn thing. Now it sounds like I'm criticizing. I'm not. This is the fucking reality. There ain't a cop out there that knows that I'm doesn't know I'm telling the truth. You fucking goddamn well know it's true, you know. So what do I do? Well, that's between me and the you know, the fence post. I got my... Yeah, let's put it this way. You have to do what you have to do. So there are those in this world that have my back. Let's put it that way, okay? I'm not saying that for any reason other than to say that you cannot have any kind of success or relative success without having people be, you know, upset with you. And if I'm here on a pre-show... Now, think about this, folks. Which is exactly what we advertise this as being. This pre-show we advertise as being an example of behind-the-scenes show prep. This is how show prep gets done. Well, why aren't you writing and typing? No. That's not how it gets done. Some other motherfucker can write it and type it. If you're the actual artist, you know, attempting to do something, most of it is just literally purging what's upstairs between the ears. Getting a lot of this shit out of your system, man, you know. Coming in here pissed off about something or upset about something or thinking about the world condition is not, and I underline, not the fucking way to do a show like this. Not mine, anyway. I don't know about anybody else. So the process is, you know, purging and you know, letting all this shit just rip, man. All right, so here's the thing. We got the American women did the do. Oh, shit, this is that goddamn I want to do that. I want to. Where are the women? So we have the Everton faces competition. World Cup. Oh, so the women were wearing, or the Americans were wearing white. What am I fucking doing? Come on, bitch. Bitch? Jesus. ISIS beheaded two women in Syria. Lost California mother rescued after giving birth in a forest. What the fuck? What is this, man? This is about as way out there as can be. All right, so I have a bit I want to do here that I think you'll all enjoy. But I need to get... God damn it. I got to get fucking... I got to get some sound effects. The first thing I need is... I've got the car racing sound effects. This camera here, number one, has been fucking pissing me off. It's been turning on and off. It's, I don't know anymore. So what we need here, from my daily audio file, because I've got some pretty decent sound effects. Tears it, Turner, Steve screams, stock car, this is not going to really help us. Maybe we can use that. Stadium crowd. Listen to these stadium crowds. Listen to this. Small saw, saving, sawing sounds, roller coaster, race car. I don't think that's pretty good though, but that's not on the phone. Okay.
Live from Gerber's Baby Food Field here in Alexandria, Virginia, it's Milwaukee Lions football. Week 12 action here as the Lions try to play the role of spoiler.
Why is this in there? Get out of here. We're thinking about bringing the Lions back. More on that later. This, yes, for this season. Yes, indeed, for this season. Let's see what time it is, man. 20. Is that 20? Yeah, okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Test, test, test. God damn it. Crowd background. Car racing interior. This is it here. All right, let's go, 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 go.
Go, go, go. Hit it right now. Hit it, yeah. Phil, we are right now, we're on our way over to, it's going to look like it's pretty weird. We are on our, why is that peaking, man? Right, Phil, right now we're on our way over, and testing, 1, 2. Right, Phil, right now we're on our way over there. We are, doing the very best we can with what God gave us. And let's go, 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 go.
Right, so then they settle down and they go to interior phone, which is, I'm going to do something that I have been threatening to do for literally thousands of years. I'm going to clean up this sound effect bay. I'm going to fucking just all this shit. I'm going to fucking erase shit, get rid of stuff. You are going to love. Well, you won't love it, but I'll love it. I'll know that I did it. Because I'm here to tell you, man. I got the other thing that we're thinking of doing here, a little behind the scenes, is getting rid of the big TriCaster that we invested in, that we leased beginning 4 years ago for $30,000. $30,000. This video array that allows us the clarity, the beautiful picture. This is a great video setup, there's no question. But TriCaster has come out with a portable, I shouldn't say portable, they've come out with a mobile TriCaster that is like $9,000. Nine. And it's beautiful. And I was talking to Tony and those guys over at the place, their Key Media. I don't know who I'm going to get it from, but I can buy the thing outright for $9,000. I want to get service after the sale. Yeah, that's what she said. Well, okay.
What does that mean? That's what she said. I don't understand that.
Margaret, why don't you just let it go?
No, I will not let it go. What does that mean?
That means that's what she said. Test, 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 test.
What does that mean? That's what she said.
Well, let me ask a question here. Okay, the gate's high on this. Why's the gate high on that? Yeah, okay, I can dig it. The gate, there's no gating on the microphone. There is on the, okay, so there's no gating on the microphone. We don't need that. What we have is a little bit of compression and limiting. We go over here to the phone. We got lots of motherfucking gating on that. Lots of motherfucking compression. We've got limiting. Going over to my music, again, only thing we have on music is the limiter. The music doesn't get fucked with. And then over here on production two, why is there no gating or limiting on production two? I don't understand that. Now, what is that about? What is that about, man? Yeah, okay. Yeah, good night, man. All right. I think we don't want to limit, we don't want any compression, we don't want any gating, because we don't want to miss out the low ends of things. But see, that's just it, man. We do need fucking limiting on that fucking motherfucker. I don't understand that shit at all, man. What about here, man? No gating. We have some compression. We have no limiting. Oh, well. It's a work in progress, as they say. You know. Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. Let's see how much time we have here. All right, so what we have here is outdoor ambience here. That sounds a lot better.
Right.
Okay, so we're out of the core right now, and we're just trying to do what we can do here, but, you know. All right, go, 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 go. All right, so right now we are on our way to what looks to be...
Now, where are you guys going?
We're on our way right now to a... Let me look at the level on this thing. What is that, man? All right, go, 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 go. So right now we're on our way to a... We are on our way right now to what could be a peep. This operates peep, Tom, if we won't leave time. I got a Tom, it's peep. Tom, peep. Constructing my prank. Right.
Dude.
I got peep, Tom.
Hey, man, we're all over the motherfucking board here, dude.
I got peep, Tom, here. I got...
See, if I want limiting, I want motherfucking limiting. Why am I looking at goddamn red?
Peep, Tom, right. Check. Roger. That's what I'm trying to do. Roger, roger, roger. Okay, that's okay. This is... Right. All right, peep, Tom, right now, and I'm trying to...
I know. What's going on right now?
What is going on right now is that we're on our way over to a house where they believe they've seen a peeper. They believe they have seen a peeper. Let's, all right, bring it up down, Bob. All right, bring it on. Just pull it on in right here. All right, go on in here. We are going to, as best we can, so see if we can't, just park the car here. Get out here, Major Newton.
Bring me up. An Oreo cookie or something.
Major Newton wants an Oreo cookie. All right, let's go. We're peeping over. All right, code 3, got peep. All right, so we're at the window. We're looking in now.
Are you guys looking for a peeper or are you looking in a window?
We are looking to see if the woman's exposed, first off, all right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
You see that? Yeah, look at that.
What are you doing?
Excuse me, Ms. Gray.
Dickman, you better not be getting your cookies.
No, we're not getting our cookies. It's part of a residual. We're just trying to... I'm out of breath.
What are you doing now?
I told you, Phil. We're looking in a window just to make sure, yeah, she's nude.
Yeah, fully nude.
All right, we got a nude one. We got a nude one.
She's nude.
She is nude, and she will remain nude.
All right, so this is Operation Peep Tom. And the other thing they're doing here at Operation Peep Tom is they are... what are they doing, man? Where's the... what's the other thing? Oh, yeah. You got the beds here. Is it Highway Patrol theme on here, or... theme... Here we go. Whew. I have to test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Anybody heard the new Faith No More? Was it... Okay, let's see what I'm doing here, man. Day one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. 8. What if I told you that I love you? Yeah. Yeah. Bill Henry. The Paint's Coming Off the Wall this Friday night. We used to have to do concert spots, you know, when I was in AOR radio. The Paint's, I'll never get that. The Paint comes off the wall this Friday night. Nazareth. All right. Only the paint comes off. All right, fuck it. All right, here we go, man. We're ready to go. We're ready to do it.
BR.
Hey, man, where's the fucking thing? You fucking bitch. Where's the show disclaimer, man? Oh, you motherfucker. Fuck. Here we go. And we begin. Hi, it's Phil, and on our show today, I'll be playing the part of all of the characters that you'll hear, with the exception of... let's do this again.